bit about the holiday line you guys.
Oh my gosh, so we got a lot coming out, both publishing wise and collectibles wise. And this is all, this entire case you kind of see in front of you, which is a whole bunch of shelves, is all full of stuff that's coming out either now in stores or all the way until holiday this year. So it's all the 2016 product. In our case out on the floor, we have a few items that are 2017 kind of teases, everything from our Bombshells line, Batman Black and White, our designer statue line, and some Batman animated. But here for the holiday line, we kind of are showing you everything, like everything that we can do. So from the movies, we have things like the Suicide Squad 12-inch statues, which are amazing. They're out in stores now. We think with the DVD release, they're going to get a lot of extra push. We also have two action figures coming from our premium action figure movie line. So it's the Batman armored outfit from Batman v Superman and then Superman from that same movie. They're super articulated. I mean, these guys are crazy. You can kind of see in the case there. Yeah, they just do all this kinds of stuff, move in all these different ways, have cool bases so they can like actually hover and fly, and you can put them in all these cool things. You have wiring in the cape, so you get all this kind of drama. So those guys will be out by the end of the year as well. So a lot of movie support here. We're also going to be supporting Wonder Woman in a big way starting this month, October. It's the beginning of her 75th anniversary, and we love to celebrate an anniversary, so it's going to go on and on. This morning they announced the postage stamps. I don't know if you saw that or not. They're awesome. So
I saw the booth too. It's amazing, crazy. What you guys have been doing, the costumes.
So the movies coming up, you know, in May, June of next year, June 2nd. So you're going to see just a buildup of Wonder Woman throughout. We have a lot of publishing things coming out. We're going to be doing a lot of, these are just two of the statues we have at the end of the year. But into next year, we just actually announced at this show three of the movie statues that we're going to be doing. This crazy deluxe one of Wonder Woman on a horse, her with Steve Trevor, which is awesome. And then a training outfit one on Themyscira, which is awesome. So a lot of variety. You're going to see a ton of Wonder Woman support for the rest of the year. We got some TV, video game, other media stuff here. So you can see everything from, obviously, Flash and Arrow just premiered their newest seasons this week. We have a two-pack coming out by the end of the year, and it's going to be, you can buy both of those guys in their last season costumes. They come with extra heads, hands, all that kind of fun stuff. And then we have some stuff still supporting the Arkham franchise, the video game franchise. So Arkham Knight, big game, super rezzed up because it was in the new console version. So we were doing, finally, we got to do Oracle, who has been there the entire time, helping Batman the whole time. It wasn't getting enough love. There's also some downloadable content for Batgirl, her, like in a flashback kind of mode. So we thought, what a great two-pack. We haven't done an Oracle figure since like 2002. It's been a while since we did our Birds of Prey pack. And we wanted to kind of bring this out, just a great way to have that at the end of the year as well. And then in our Harley Quinn Red, White, and Black line, which is like our Batman Black and White companion line, we have a lot. You'll see a couple in here different ways. But this is our Arkham City version of, Arkham
Asylum.
Thank you. Arkham Asylum. There's so many Arkhams.
Arkham City, Arkham Origins.
Exactly. There's so many different versions. And I should have just read the card because it was on there. But that's a new line we have there, but we're trying to show different aspects of Harley as we go throughout. We have some stuff in here from Darwin Cook, which, you know, was in the works, unfortunately, before he passed away, but we loved his art. All the way from, you know, New Frontier to the variant covers that he did that we based some of these figures off of. So this is the second wave of the action figures. Some of the earlier ones came out about 2 months ago. These guys are coming out before the end of the year. Just a really important representation of a really talented artist that we miss already. So we're going to see some more of those figures. A Rainbow Batman set, which, I'm sorry, I got to open it because I love it so much. My favorite part of this, thanks to Travis from our packaging team, is the back. I just love this so much. It's just gorgeous. It's a great graphic representation of all the different colored Batman heads, and it just makes this a nice piece to want to keep in package. We usually encourage people to take stuff out of the package. This is one where I'm like, you have to buy two because you need the front and the back. So it's a great kind of piece, and that's out in stores now. We have some more of the Bombshell stuff going on. We're supporting them in a big way, both in the regular statue line, Killer Frost coming out now, and she just got announced as joining the Justice League of America in our comics. We have a bust set based off one of our variant covers where it represents the Army, Navy, and Marines, and we have Mara, Supergirl, and Wonder Woman. And then in our Harley Red, White, and Black line, we have the Bombshell Harley that's been sold out since it first came out because it like blew out of the place. A nice little smaller version and just the one hit of color. So you can kind of see that. We also have a really cool coffee table book coming out that like talks about the comic book series, the variant covers, some behind the scenes art on our statues, and cool photos of the statues all kind of in that. It's a really nice piece.
I'm really excited about this Batgirl.
This is crazy. Okay, so we're going to look at it just a little bit. So you can kind of see this is a pre-production, so it's not the final, but it's pretty close. It's a great usable motorcycle with the rolling wheels. Yeah. You know, it's a toy while being exactly what you want for an adult collectible, because she is like super articulated, so she can get on the motorcycle really great. She has a replaceable head and the cape so that if you're displaying it, which we have the cool display base for the motorcycle, she looks like she's in motion, which is so much cooler than, you know, you can put her standing next to it if you want. Yeah. She can articulate that way, but if you want to make it feel like this bike is going, you can do that. So it's really kind of fun, extra deluxe-y way of doing it. We thought if we were going to introduce Batgirl into the line, we wanted to give her a big entrance. And it's a fun way for us to play with mini vehicles and other things to really create your world, because Icons is really about telling the full story of the DC Universe, which we like. And then we got some stuff down here from the Capullo line, which we love, our designer action figure line. So we have the Batman and the armored Batman, which Commissioner Gordon has taken over the mantle. It's really just a fun, cool pack where you get like Batman outside of the armor, you get Batman in the armor, or you can have the armor with Batman if you cover them all up. And so it has the helmet, the hands, all that kind of fun pieces. We got some more great Batman animated stuff. So everything from the two-pack with the Bat Signal, our Christmas with the Joker, and then I'll show you
great episode.
I know, right? And then we even have the little hand puppet thing, Mr. Hand or whatever his name was, that he did the thing. We have some of our plush guys down there, and our Harley on a motorcycle. It's the deluxe version that has the sidecar with the two hyenas, which is really great. But this is our big guys. Yeah, this is the big finale. So here is our Batwing.
That's for last.
Yeah, always for last. You can see some of the lights are already in, so you can see them through there. You can see on the back here, the light, the kind of, it's a little too bright in here, but you can kind of see there's a light that comes on the back side as well. So we have, we have landing gear on this, and the landing gear is retractable, and if we close it up, we have it here as well, where these guys open up, they ratchet in, they close back up, so you get this really nice, clean experience on the back side when you know, have that there. There's the battery case on the back. You have the on and off button here. We have... Have we not hurt anybody? Sorry. Room for the one figure here with a little joystick that he can kind of play with there. And if he has a friend, say Robin's coming along for the thing, or he's, you know, taking Joker with him on a trip, you have a second seat as well that you can cover up depending on how you want to use it. So a really nice deluxe experience that's really trying to capture what you saw on the show, keep it really nice and clean, but give you a lot of extra features, including a little grappling hook catcher in the front, if I can get him to come out. I know, I will. And so that comes out, and the little claw opens up a bit, and it spins around, so if you need to capture somebody...
Yeah, just like the series, I mean, you can remember him just using that to...
It's sort of so fun, and we were playing with it in the office, and we put the Joker figure in here, and he's like flying him around with it, so it's great. So everything about this is kind of like up to the next level, so you bought your Batmobile, you have your Bat Signal, you have all their characters, like, how do we keep building out this world?
Yeah.
Our only challenge is how we're going to top it.
Yeah.
So you have to come to Toy Fair to see what that is.
Yeah.
And so there you go. Any specific questions? You good?
I actually like all the female support I'm seeing in the holiday line. I'm seeing a lot of new, like, especially you see you got Oracle, you got Batgirl. So how exciting was that to sort of represent some of the women?
Definitely. We've always been a big supporter, especially with the Bombshells line, where we decided that line, we needed a line of strong women. And we feel like taking the 1940s Bombshell kind of aesthetic and giving them the power was a really important thing for us, so we started that about a year or two ago, and I think you start to see that through all the media and everything going on, including now the big celebration of Wonder Woman and her 75th anniversary as like the preeminent like female superhero. She is going to be this amazing like role model for the rest of the year, and all the other females like Supergirl, Batgirl, you're going to see Vixen joining the JLA, you're going to see obviously Harley Quinn in a big way, like all of the women are coming into their own, and we really enjoy doing things with them, so you're going to see a ton more.